This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey there. We asked you to tell us what new fears you're wrestling with these days while laying on the rug in your sweatpants and fighting your dog for unpopped popcorn kernels. At least that's what I've been doing. Here are a few of your responses.
I'm scared that I'm getting too good at relying on my phone and computer, and I'm too connected, and it shouldn't be this way. I don't like that I've adapted into the new normal so quickly. I'm scared that once we get out of this, it's going to be hard to go back in many, many ways. I'm scared for my friends and my family. I'm scared that I'm going to have to go on a Zoom date. Because I want to meet someone, but I don't want to go on a Zoom date to do that. I'm scared that there's going to be another pandemic. I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to see my grandmother. I'm scared that the work-life balance is just gone. I'm scared that I'm never going to enjoy being out, and I'm a nightlife person because I'm going to be scared of a virus. I think that was 10, but I'm going to add another just in case. I'm scared that we're all going to be scared of one another, and human contact is simply the best. This is Jessica, and these are 10 things that scare me.
One, my wife, a doctor, getting sick while dealing with all the COVID patients. Number two, my elderly parents getting sick. Number three, all the other people I know in at-risk groups that are also getting sick. Number four, our society choosing to treat some groups of people as expendable. Number five, the way the UK government will choose to fill the financial hole when this is all over. Because I fear it will fall not on the strongest, not on the richest who survived this painlessly, but on the weakest in society who'll have to make the biggest sacrifices. Number six, I fear that governments will choose this time, just like after 9/11, to enact repressive legislation which will be rushed through without us really getting a chance to give it the oversight it deserves. Number seven, nobody's going to pay attention to the environment for some time, when we should be saying, wow, look at all this stuff that's actually possible. without us having to travel on aeroplanes. Number 8, I'll lose my job while not having any control over the process that leads slowly to it being inevitable. Number 9, my kids will miss out on their education in a way that never quite catches up. And number 10, this will happen again and again in the future. My name is David Griffin, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Number 1 is about the changes that are happening in our daily life and that are still going to happen. I'm afraid that they are not going to be pleasant ones, and I'll have to change my life regardless whether I want it or not. Number 2 is I'm scared that people are still not learning from the mistakes that we have realized during this crisis situation, and then continue doing them and miss this chance. I think this is a chance for changing things for better. Number 3, I'm scared of a global crisis that this may lead to, which means broken dreams and friends losing jobs and education opportunities and stuff. Number 4 is about the job. How are employers going to act when it lasts for a longer time? Number 5, I'm scared of the number of deaths that this coronavirus can cause. And of course, the number is already is too much. Number 6 is I'm afraid to become lazy. I just want to sit and watch movie or read or sleep, and when time comes for me to cook or do anything, I'm just like, oh, I wish I just could lay down and watch this TV show. Number 7 is I'm afraid of how this crisis can impact my relationships, because sometimes it's different to find an opportunity to meet with my boyfriend, and also my daughter is not going to school when we don't have too much private time as we used to have before. Number 7 is my boyfriend's job is completely out of control, and he has no income source now because his job was about entertainment industry, which is now completely shut down. Number 9 is that staying at home again makes me think whether I should leave my job and find something else and work from home, work online, but I'm afraid it's going to be a wrong decision. Number 10 is my dreams of traveling. I'm afraid that they're all going to be collapsed and I won't have a chance to travel and see the world. My name is Nata, and I'm sharing with you the 10 things that are scaring me.
Number 1, that I'm going to lose my job. I've already taken a 50% pay cut, and that's not sustainable. Thank goodness I still have my job, but I'm very concerned that I won't soon. Number 2, that I'm going to drive my girlfriend insane. We have a largish apartment, but we've been spending a lot of time together. It's great so far, but I'm afraid I'm hard to live with. Number 3, that I will go feral without social contact. Number 4, that when all this ends, all of the bars and restaurants that I love and that so many of my friends work at won't be there anymore. Number five, that my father, who is in his 70s, isn't doing anything to protect himself. He's never been a hand washer. He's never taken precautions with pretty much anything. He doesn't seem to be afraid of this. He still wants to go out, and it makes me a nervous wreck. Number six, that my constant nagging that he takes precautions has emboldened him further to not do so. Number seven, I'm very scared of a loved one getting the virus and that I will be unable to be there with them. Unable to hold their hand or hug them or any of that good stuff. Number eight, that my fear of getting the disease will cause me to lose my mind. I'm already a little neurotic. I'm afraid that months of being afraid of the virus will worsen that. Number nine, that we will never fully be able to go back to normal. That it will linger, it will mutate, and just being in large crowds will be too dangerous. And lastly, number 10, snakes. They're still out there. They're still scary, coronavirus or not. My name is Charlie Cannell, and these are 10 things that scare me about the coronavirus.
We heard from Jessica Pilot, David Griffin, Nata, and Charlie Cannell. Jessica is a comedy producer from New York City who's living in LA. She's in her 30s, and until a couple of months ago, she said she would describe herself as eggs on ice, career on fire. David is a 54-year-old engineer living in Wales in the UK. He has three kids, and his wife is a doctor. He believes that, given the chance, most people are kind and considerate. Nata lives in Azerbaijan. Her fears come to us from nearly 6,000 miles away. Charlie lives in Jersey City. He's 39, and he told me that he's been waking up in a panic at 7:30 every Saturday morning, worried that he'd slept through the Tottenham Hotspur match. Of course, Charlie has nothing to worry about because those soccer games aren't going to be happening anytime soon. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? At my work from home setup, I'm staring at two pictures. One is the first ever picture taken of a black hole, and one is a picture of an elephant family with their trunks and ears overlapping each other. I'm scared that things are going more towards a black hole.